The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. This past week, thousands of Muslims gathered on the mall in front of the U.S. Capitol to pray to Allah. There was much talk of peace surrounding this gathering, but on their official website, there was the theme stated constantly, quote, "Our time has come." The leader of the gathering said that the idea was inspired by Mr. Obama's inauguration speech, then greatly encouraged by his speeches in Egypt in the summer. Is this evidence of a peaceful religious gathering which wishes well for people of all faiths? Or is it the beginning of an organized presence to stamp out all other religions? How do Muslims really think? Though Islamic leaders talk peace, and probably a few mean it, the reality is that their source book for truth, the Quran, teaches the destruction of the peoples of other religions. It says in Surah 9:29, quote, "Fight those who do not believe in Allah until they are in a state of subjection." The ultimate goal of Islam is the subjection of all people to their God, Allah, either by that people's choice or by military force. There is no such thing as peace for Christians or other faiths in a Muslim society. Go anywhere where civil law is based on the Quran, and you will see the oppression of any idea that disagrees with that book. There is no religious liberty there. The move toward Islam has found a great ally in Barack Obama. Though he has himself refused to participate in the National Day of Prayer to God through Jesus Christ, he has welcomed Muslim celebrations of prayer at the White House and now on the Capitol building lawn. A New York Times reporter tells of his interview with Obama, in which Obama stated that the Muslim call to prayer at the end of the day was, quote, "one of the prettiest sounds on earth at sunset." Times reporter Nicholas Kristof said that Obama then began to recite it with a first-class Arabic accent, declaring, quote, "Allah is supreme. Allah is supreme. I witness that there is no God but Allah. I witness that there is no God but Allah." You see why the Muslims were chanting in Washington, "Our time has come." Likewise, they believe they can take over America in the next one or two generations, and they have good grounds for believing this. Their families produce 3 to 4 times as many children as American families of European descent. Do the numbers. It won't take many years before Muslims voting at the polls will outnumber all others. So what is to be our attitude as Christians toward all this? Number one, we must see Muslims as the deceived people that they are, and love them by the power of Christ. Allah is not God. He is a demon, and His aim is to kill, steal, and destroy those He enslaves. We must view them as deceived. As such, our call from God is to treat them as we would any other lost person, with kindness, and pray for God to grant them the grace to repent and believe in Jesus Christ. However, that in no way means we are to sit idly by and let them put their ideas into our schools, economy, and government. We must steadfastly refuse their beliefs any opportunity to be forced on our children or our institutions. And the best way we can do this is to read the Bible through over and over, so our mind is shaped to think with God. Then we'll know lies when we see them and can work against them. We know Jesus is the only way, the only truth, the only life. Let's teach it to the next generation. The only safeguard of your children's liberty is for you and me to know God well through Jesus Christ and to think biblically about every issue of our day. Do you read the Bible consistently? Do you obey it? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.